This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has warned that failing to ensure the country leaves the EU would be a catastrophic and unforgivable breach of trust in British democracy. Just 2 days before a crucial parliamentary vote on her Brexit deal that she's expected to lose, Mrs. May has written in a newspaper article that MPs must not let the people down. Chris Mason reports from Westminster.
We stand at the start of a momentous week at Westminster. The government is just a few days away from a widely expected defeat over its Brexit plan, and the stakes, already towering, have grown higher. The Sunday Times reveals the government fears losing its ability to govern in the event of defeat on Tuesday. Its advisers have warned that backbenchers could seize control of parliamentary business and so, for instance, legally compel the government to request that Brexit is delayed. Rarely in recent times has there been so much uncertainty about the government and the country's future.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged South African men to unite against what he described as a national crisis of violence against women. He was launching an election manifesto for the governing ANC in the port city of Durban. Andrew Harding reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa urged every man in Durban's packed stadium to stand, and they did. He said women were being raped and killed on a continuous basis in South Africa. It was a national crisis, he said, and we must pledge to end it. It was a passionate and unexpected moment. 40,000 rapes are reported here every year, almost certainly a fraction of the real total. And President Ramaphosa said it was time South Africa took steps to ensure that it was no longer defined by the crisis of gender-based violence.
Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio in Texas, has launched his bid for the US presidency in 2020. The 44-year-old joins Tulsi Gabbard and former Maryland Congressman John Delaney in the race for the Democratic nomination. David Willis in Washington has more details.
He gave a speech at the Democratic National Convention 4 years ago and was the youngest member of Barack Obama's cabinet. More than anything else, he's looking to become America's first Hispanic president. And it's a real American dream story. Indeed, Mr. Castro said today that his grandmother, Victoria, who came to the United States from Mexico nearly a century ago, would have been amazed to know that one of her grandchildren would end up a member of the US Congress, the other would end up running for president.
This is the World News from the BBC.